Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Give your walls the most advanced protection with Pittsburgh's Paramount Interior Paint and Primer in one. It's scuff, scrub, and wear resistant, while also blocking stains and delivering true one coat coverage. Choose from thousands of color options and refresh your space for spring. View our entire selection of paint and accessories today on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to find great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. The Burt Show.
All right, voice disguise are on. We are going to call Burt Show listener Max.
Max.
Good morning.
Hey.
How are you today?
Okay, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Well, I got a little problem.
Yeah, go ahead and relay your problem, and then hopefully we can have some Burt Show listeners give us a call up and try to give you some advice on how to get this thing reversed, man, because you are in a world of trouble right now.
Yes, I am, man. Me and my girl's been going out for about almost 2 years. We have a really good relationship, and I was out recently with some old college friends. We were having a big party celebrating one of my old friends got a divorce, so we were having a big party for that. And, well, you know, we tied one on pretty well, and we went out and partied. And, well, apparently I got a tattoo while I was...
Well, I mean, not apparently. Apparently. I mean, you should be able to tell if you got a tattoo.
I don't remember exactly, but I got one.
It's there now, and it wasn't the day before.
Right. So apparently, there you go.
It's nice. It's a heart on my shoulder, you know, a nice big heart. Underneath it, nice engraved, Amanda always, you know. Well, the problem is my girlfriend's name is Kelly.
Oh, God.
Now, do you know an Amanda, or is that...
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No. So this is a woman you know.
No, well, it's a woman I knew. It was my high school sweetheart and a couple of years of college. It was a pretty heavy thing. All these guys remember me from when, you know, Amanda was everything, so... I don't know how one thing led to another, but...
So do you think that you told the tattoo artist to put Amanda, or do you think that your buddies told the tattoo artist to put Amanda?
I think they did.
That's mean.
That's jacked.
That's awesome. I mean, it's not... I mean, not only is it the wrong woman's name, but it is an ex-girlfriend. I mean, that complicates things.
Oh, yeah.
So, wait, how does this whole thing work? Because when I went to go get my tattoo, I mean, as soon as I walked into that little room, I'm there all by myself, and I tell them what I want on my arm. So, these guys told them what to put on your arm, and you didn't have anything to say about it?
I don't remember ever being alone. I remember a whole mess of us at the tattoo place, and everyone sort of standing around while the guy was doing it, you know, and they were kind of giving me shots while the guy was doing it. I don't know what to do. I don't know if I'm gonna have to break up with Kelly or not.
Yeah, I'm surprised because I have a little tattoo myself, and you're not supposed to, I mean, like, tattoo parlors usually try not to allow people who are that intoxicated from getting a tattoo.
They turned me down when me and my buddy John, same situation you were in, my buddy John, who I've known since like the sixth grade, he came to visit me in Dallas, and we're like, hey, you know what, dude, we're gonna get the same arm, man, let's go. We were hammered, and we walk into the tattoo place, and the guy says, you may be able to get a crappy tattoo down there that drunk, but if I do it, I am an artist, and you're so drunk that your blood thins out, and right, it would make the tattoo look all skanky, so he wouldn't do it.
Right.
So we had to go back the next day.
We were about we were well out of Atlanta, and I from what I remember, one of the friends knew the tattoo guy. I think that's probably why we were drinking there and everything.
Oh, I see.
Neat.
So your friends go in there and set you up, man. That's jacked up. So your girlfriend hasn't seen the tattoo yet, obviously.
No.
How have you hid that from her?
I told her I hit my arm and I had a really bad black and blue, so I didn't want her to see it. But I figured...
Well, the good news is she's not smart, so we got that going for
her. She'll be clearing up. She's probably wondering already.
All right.
Oh, man. So what's your question?
Well... I don't know what to do about it. I don't want to break up with her. I don't want to, you know, I'm not sure how to show it to her without ending everything, you know?
So you're not going to have it removed?
Well, yeah, I can't have it removed just yet. I think it has to, you can't have it removed like until like 2 weeks or something after you got it.
And removing a tattoo takes a year.
Yeah.
Does it really?
A year?
Yeah, like you have to laser it and you have to go in for like 10 treatments.
I didn't know that. I don't know what the whole procedure was.
I didn't know that.
Now, does your Max is now mad.
Yeah. You should have been mad last week when you got the tattoo. It's time to do a little research, my friend.
Does your girlfriend, Kelly, have the kind of temper? Because you just said, like, I don't know if I should break up with her. Like, are you afraid that as soon as she sees this, she's going to break up with you immediately?
I'm afraid she's going to kill me.
Yeah, it's not breaking up. He's
got a little temper, yeah.
All right, Max, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to take some calls from Burt Show listeners. Because if I put both of you guys on the voice disguiser, it just sounds really, really funky, okay?
Okay.
So hold on, and I'll come back to you.
I know what I'd do.
What would you do?
I would drag one of my friends that was there that night with me to go tell her.
You don't do that. That's jacked up. That's a great idea, though.
No, it's not jacked up, because it's jacked up that the friends allowed that wrong name to be tattooed on my body.
That's the jacked up.
So that friend's coming with me to go tell Kelly that I got the wrong tattoo.
That's a really great idea. You drag one of your buddies in.
Explain.
As a woman, would that have any credibility with you at all? Or would it be just you'd think that the guy was covering for you and being a good wingman?
I might think he was a decoy.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think he's got to break up with her.
No, he doesn't.
No,
Jeff.
Yes, he does.
They've been together for 2 years over a tattoo.
Let's say you go out and get, or Stacy goes out and gets wasted, and she comes back with that tattoo of a guy she used to sleep with on her arm.
Yeah, I can't divorce her for that, especially if the circumstances where she was hammered and somebody set her up.
Oh, if she was, whatever. Nobody set her.
You would divorce Jessica if she came.
Absolutely.
You would not.
Over a tattoo.
He's BSing us if he thinks that we're going to believe that he sat in there and his friends told him what name to put on the tattoo.
Yeah, that part doesn't make much sense to me, because the tattoo guy does ask you what you want. So
right. That's a good point.
Good morning, Vanessa. You're on All the Hits Q100.
Good morning.
Good morning.
5 years ago, I was dating a person named Keith, and I had his name tattooed in the back of my neck, thank God, so I have hair to cover it. But 5 years have passed, and I already dated 3 other Keiths, and I can't do it anymore. So,
you keep dating the same name guy?
Not on purpose, but it was never on purpose. It just happened. I will show it to a guy, they'll go, oh my God, that's my name, we're meant to be together. Anyway.
Oh my God.
I know your name is Brad, but can I refer to you as Keith?
That's great.
Hey, if everything else fails. So anyway, I went back to Miami just a couple months ago to visit a friend, and his mom is a tattoo artist, the one that does your lips and eyebrows and whatnot.
Yeah.
She said that she will tattoo skin color ink into the name to match my skin color, so that it will blend in, because mine is like a banner and it has the name inside. So she was going to tattoo the skin color that matches my skin color so that it would basically blend in with the skin and leave it so that I could tattoo any other name or character that I want in it. And she told me she was going to do it for $100. I just haven't been back to Miami, but
so when
that's a good idea.
So, and how long, do you know how long that whole procedure takes? Is that just like getting a regular tattoo?
It's just like tattooing the name again, but with skin color and instead of black or green or whatever the color is. So whatever it took to get it on there.
Okay.
If the skin color doesn't match perfectly, maybe I'll come back again one day and have it line it up. But if I put another name on top of it, then you can't say anything.
Sure. I think if you put another name on top of it, you should stick to yours.
Yeah.
Right. I'm going to put your name.
Your name.
Insert name here.
Generic.
If anything else, we almost learned the lesson here is do not get somebody else's name tattooed on your body.
Think that's a good idea.
I knew a woman who got the person's face tattooed on her. Oh, so it's not just the name. I mean,
unless it's your kid. Like, I'm planning on getting Hayden's name tattooed somewhere.
Because he will always be your son. But right. I mean, yeah, that's just dumb to put somebody's name on your body.
Hey, Ashley, you're on All the Hits Q100.
The easiest. Granted, he does have to break it to Kelly, and he probably needs to be honest with her. But he can get it covered, and the easiest way to do it in 30 days, depending on how big it is, he can walk into any tattoo studio and let her pick out what to cover it with.
I think the problem with this whole be honest with her thing is that, much like Jeff, she's not going to buy this story. I think that's the problem.
I don't even think he's being honest with us. I don't think that...
Well, let's get him back on and try to get it out of him. Hey, Max?
Yo.
Are you being totally honest with us, man? Because everything we know about tattoo places, I mean, you got to go in there and you got to tell the guy what you want. And you're telling us your friends did it for you and you never had any say in it at all?
Well, I'm sure I must have said, oh, yeah, sure, whatever, you know, like in a drunken haze. You know, we were talking all night about college and Amanda came up, so they must have had her in their head, you know?
Okay.
They must have, so you don't think about her at all?
Is Amanda, does she have any feelings for Amanda left?
No.
When's the last time you talked to her?
I haven't spoken to her in 3 years.
Okay, so it was well before you started going out with
before,
Kelly.
Before the tattoo, when's the last time you thought about her?
About Amanda?
Uh-huh.
I don't even remember the last time I thought about Amanda.
Right. Okay, hold on 1 second.
Right.
Yeah, to a woman, this is going to be that he was subconsciously thinking about his ex-girlfriend, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Am I wrong?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ryan came home with his ex-girlfriend Tracy's name on his arm? Hell no. Uh-uh.
Hell no.
You mean Tracy, that skank from Gainesville with the nasty hair?
That's not what I want written on your arm right there. Tracy, yeah. That skank with the nasty hair.
Yeah, that's what he says. You know what? I ran out of money, and I couldn't get the rest of it on. And that's what this is.
We're going to take a couple more calls here, then we'll move on. Hey, Debbie, you're on all the hits, Q100.
Hey, can I just tell you I am laughing my butt off? Come on, just tell the girlfriend. She is going to laugh.
Are you out of your mind?
No, she's not. This is the funniest thing ever. He was drunk. He was stupid. His friends got a joke over on him. Let her enjoy the laugh, too.
You know what? I got to take back this whole I was drunk excuse. I mean, if you're that drunk not to remember what's going on, no tattoo artist on the planet is going to be able to tattoo your arm without you bleeding to death.
Yeah.
So give me a break. He wasn't that drunk. I mean, he might have been drunk, but you know what? He wasn't drunk enough not to remember. I hate that excuse.
And the girlfriend gets a good laugh at it if he comes back and he's got Bart Simpson on his back.
Right.
Okay,
sure.
That's funny. You were so drunk. Bart Simpson, we'll get that taken off. But he got the name of an ex-girlfriend on his back. He's screwed.
Screwed, yeah.
Morning, all the hits, Q100.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hey, dude, Max is done. I don't care what he does to his shoulder. He can have it removed. He can have it covered. I have a tattoo on my left arm that I had covered. It's not a name, but it was a symbol that represented. It doesn't matter. I know it's there. I don't care what he tells her. If he takes the whole group with him, it doesn't matter. She will say that they're covering up for him.
The only way I think to rectify this is to remove the shoulder entirely.
Right. You gotta go surfing in Hawaii until a shark comes around.
You gotta surround yourself in blood.
Right. Anybody have any chum? I need to get my arm taken off. He should just start calling Kelly Amanda. Like, just say,
oh, that'll work.
You look like an Amanda to me.
Does she know that your ex-girlfriend's name was Amanda?
Oh, yeah.
You're screwed, bro.
Dude.
Hey, how quickly can you get to the Humane Society and get a dog named Amanda?
Yeah. Yeah, man. I mean, usually we could come up with a couple of different, you know, ways for you to go and solve this, but nobody's calling up with anything except you're screwed.
How about that girl who called up and said she thought it was funny? Maybe I can go out with her.
Yeah.
She may be the only one in Atlanta still willing to go out with you after this. When are you going to tell her?
I don't know. I was listening, and maybe one of you said about bringing one of the friends around to tell her. You know? I thought that might be a good idea.
Well, the only thing we're really interested in is you got to call us and tell us right before you do it so we can check in with you. A, to make sure you're still alive, and B, just to get people updated on the whole thing after you tell her.
Absolutely.
I guess we got to tell her, huh?
Oh, you got to tell her.
Oh, yeah.
Either that or, like Jeff said, you break up now and she'll never know.
I think he's got
to. No, you got to be honest.
I think he's got to break up with her.
No, I think he's got to tell her.
I say for the interest of radio, you break up.
No, that's not fair because he'll break up with Kelly and blame Kelly for the breakup, and it's his damn fault.
How disrespectful is it? Like, they don't have a good relationship.
What if he breaks up with her, then he finds out later on that it wouldn't have been a big deal to her?
Are you kidding me? What do you mean it's not a big deal?
It'll be a huge deal.
No, I think if you want to play this, my man, here you go. Listen up. Here you go. You got to go straight at her and just go, look, I want you to see what's on my shoulder. And before you get mad, you want to know why it's there? This is a constant reminder of how much I hate Amanda and love you, baby.
Yeah, right. Maybe you just got to add a couple of words to it.
Like Amanda sucks or something.
Right. Yeah.
Amanda broke my heart.
Amanda sucks forever. Like, you have this little, like, when you're, like, you know, when your teacher used to proofread your essays or whatever, and they would put that little thing, that little arrow, and write the word above it if you left the word out. Just put sucks in there.
Hey, Max, you got to give us a call back and let us know right before you're about to tell her, okay?
I'm definitely going to tell her.
Okay, man.
All right, thanks, guys.
See you later.
Traffic with the Burt Show on all the hits, Q100.
Oh, would I love to be a fly on the wall in that room.
If he could handle the pain, how about write something like, Amanda can never compare to the love that I have for Kelly. Yeah, it's a little painful, but you know.
But he keeps the girlfriend.
Yeah, there you go.
Sure.
The Burt Show.